Okay, dear students, in the first chapter on investments, we looked at bonds, and we saw that bonds are reliable and fairly safe, but not very exciting. And then in the next chapter, we looked at stocks, and we saw that stocks are exciting, but oh my goodness, is it a roller coaster. Well, in this chapter on mutual funds, we're going to take a look at a mutual fund that is balanced. And that's what they're called, balanced mutual funds, that invest both in stocks and bonds. And we're going to see that we can eat reasonably well and we can sleep reasonably well with a balanced fund. So we're going to take a look at, again, $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, and then we'll do our little thing where every year, 110, 120, increase by $10 a month. Two fewer trips to $5. I'm sorry, Starbucks. And then, this is for the folks who come up to you and say, why didn't you tell me this 25 years ago? What happens when you're getting on into your 50s? Yeah, you don't have as much time, so you got to put in a lot more money. And time is the exponent, if you remember the future value formulas. Yeah. And then we'll thwack one last time the life insurance company. $60 a month for 30 years, the big jerks. Anyway, so let's, I got these queued up. I have these on the hard drive to make life easier. So let's minimize that. And do you remember this? The illustration, hypothetical illustration? Right. Be afraid, be very afraid. I'll subject you to the Gregorian chant just one more time, okay? Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not predictive in future periods. Yeah, read all that because it's good for your insomnia. If you have insomnia at night, read all this. You'll go to sleep right away. But anyway, let's get to the good stuff. And we're going to do $100 a month going back 30 years, 1989. Did they have stocks? Yes, they had mutual funds and stocks back in 1989. And so $1,200 a year. And the market went up in the 90s in two directions, up and way up. And then in 2000, we had how much? Actually, we did a little better in 2002. Bonds went up. And I'm sorry, 2001, bonds went up. So that's why we were saved here. But then notice, just a little bit down in 2000, and then a lot more in 2002. Not a whole lot more, yeah. So we actually held up very well because of the bonds. Bonds did well in the 2000 to 2002 stock bear market. But then 2007 comes along, we have 59,000. And next year, 2008, the bolt of lightning from the sky, 45,000, which still isn't that bad, right? It's not that big a jump down. And we didn't run, we didn't hide, and we put in a total of 36,000 over 30 years, and we have almost $150,000 at an annual average rate of return of 8.29. And if we take a look at the graph, we'll see that there is just the beginning of the exponential. But here we are. There's a little downturn in 2000 to 2002, held up very well where the stock market went down 50%. Then there's the bolt of lightning from the sky, 2008, and now you start to see 2018 was a little bit down, not bad. And you say, well, that's not that great. You know? I mean, hey, you're right, it's not. I mean, it's not bad, 36,000 becomes 150, but what if we just extend our time horizon 10 years? We go from 30 years to 40 years, which is what many of you are going to do. You started in your 20s. You're going to end in your 60s, your working career. And so probably you younger folks are going to work a whole lot longer because you're going to be in tremendous health. We'll see. I mean, I won't see. I'll be gone. But you won't. You'll be around. And then there's the scary stuff. Be afraid. Be very afraid. You may lose money. Well, you're going to lose money every once in a while. That's how it works. Anyway. So we get there to the good stuff. Back in 1979, disco. Yeah, right. So $1,200 $1,200 a year we put in, and we do that for 40 years. And then the markets in 1980s and 1990s went in two directions, up and way up. And so at the end of 2000, we had $129,000. But then 2001, because of the bonds, right, it's a balance fund. Even though 2001 went down, the bonds actually went up because interest rates fell, bonds prices go up, stock prices were falling. And then in 2002, we had a little bit downturn. But still, tiny compared to the stock. If you go back and look at the stock downturn, it was pretty rough. So everything's hunky-dory until 2007 when we have 226,000, and the next year we have 170. Because stocks went down, bonds went down, real estate went down, oil went down, everybody got hammered. But we didn't run, we didn't hide, we kept putting our money away. And as of March 31st, 2019, we had put away $48,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but over 40 years, it really isn't. It's what some people pay for a car, and they buy four or five of them in their lifetimes. And then we have $500,000. Not bad. 9.64%. Can you live with that? And the graph is going to show that same. Ooh, look, the bump is even less than it was. But there's the bump, 2002, still not very big. There's the bolt of lightning, 2008, and we see the exponential, 2008. Yeah, in 2018 was a little bit of a downturn. But still, $500,000, would you be happy with that? Yes, you would, but you're going to do better than that. I know you are. Why? Because you're going to see the good news here. What we're going to do now in our next one is we're going to increase that $100. The next year, 110, 120. And watch what happens. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There's the scary part. Be afraid. Be very afraid. And so we're going to put away $100 a month, right, starting back in 1979. And we're going to increase it by $10 every 12 months. All right? Okay. So throughout the 80s and 90s, the market went up in two directions, up and way up. 2000. We've got 223 and 2001, because remember, bonds went up in 2001. And then 2002, we had a minor downturn because we were balanced, whereas stocks had gone down quite a bit. 2008 rolls around, and we have 376 down to 383. Ooh, but we don't give up. We keep plugging away, and we've put in over 40 years $141,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but again, it's not over 40 years, especially for those people who have to buy a new car every few years. And we now have over $900,000. Not as much as the stocks-only portfolio, but a whole lot less volatility, and quite a bit more than the bond portfolio. And why is that? Because a well-run balance fund, if they're good, folks, they take advantage of the times when they believe that stocks are cheap or and the times when they believe their bonds are cheap. They have the balance. They have the flexibility. Now, you have to be careful because some balance funds really aren't balance funds. They're what we call asset allocation funds or sometimes called tactical allocation funds. And what they do is they try to decide, oh, let's get everything out of stocks. The stock market's going to fall. Oh, put everything in the bonds or put everything in the cash. And so they become what's often called market timing funds, which are dangerous. Stay away from that. For example, this fund that we're talking about, this particular fund, is one of the better ones. But there are others, folks. I'm not trying to sell you this one. But their prospectus says that they can never be more than 75% stocks and 25% bonds, and can never be less than 50% stocks and 50% bonds. So they have to stay balanced. Whereas some of them say, oh, no, we'll know when the best time. Yeah, right, good luck. Yeah. So now let's take a look at the graph. We did. We looked at the graph. We saw that the downturn was a little bit because of the bonds in 2002. And then there's 2008, and then 2018, a little bit down, but still we start to see the exponential curve. Okay, now, let's deal with the folks who are in their late 40s, early 50s. Oh, right, they're the ones who don't have time on their side. So they got to put a lot more money in. There's the scary stuff, be afraid, be very afraid, you're going to lose money. And so what they're going to do is they're going to put $500 a month away. Yeah. they got to get started. Yeah, it's time to move. And they're going to do that for 20 years. Because that's how much time they have, right? And so they're putting a lot more in. So it looks like it's growing very quickly, but they don't have time on their side. In 2008, it fell, but not that much because they don't have that much in there. And after 20 years, $120,000, which is a significant chunk of change, but it's only grown to $267,000. Why? Well, they don't have time, the exponent in the future value equation. Plus, they've been through two of the worst bear markets in stock history, right, in modern history. 2000 to 2002, where stocks lost almost 50%, and then 2008, 2009, where they lost over 50%. So they just happen to have picked a couple of bad times. And the graph doesn't look anywhere near as spectacular. One because it's a lot shorter, right? But there's the 2007, 2008 downturn, and then a little bit in 2018, not much. You see? So time. That's why we want you to get started early, folks. You get started early in your 20s, early 30s, and the world doesn't end. Invest prudently with an eye toward long-term growth. Don't panic when the markets fall. Very good. Call me up. If you're ready to sell everything, just call me up. Okay, go to wonderprofessor.com, look up my phone number, and get in touch with me. Okay, now, one last time, we're going to thwack the life insurance agencies, okay? Because here is that same illustration that we saw where the gentleman who didn't have children, who didn't need life insurance, wasn't even married, put $60 a month away for 30 years. And so we're going to do the same thing in a balanced fund. Be afraid, be very afraid, scary, 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 scary. Okay, so $60 a month for 30 years, and we see it's not a whole lot of money, you know, $720, that's what some people more, they spend more on coffee, right? And then 2008 was a little bit down, yeah, $35,000, now $27,000. But they've put in $21,600, and they've gotten a return of 8.28%, and they have almost $90,000, $89,000, which, you know, is not a whole lot of money, but it's a whole lot more than $17,551, which is what that darn whole life policy gave them, the big jerks. They didn't even give him a zero. They didn't even give him a greater than 0% return on his money. That he got insurance that he didn't needed, that he didn't need. Okay, and then the graph doesn't look very exciting except for 2008 because it hasn't been that many years and it's not growing very quickly because it's not that much money. Okay, so what do you think? What do you think? Would you be happy with a balanced fund? Now, in my humble opinion, folks in their 20s and 30s, they don't really need a balanced fund. Some people say, oh, yeah, they have to have some bonds so they don't panic. Well, we told them not to panic, and they're going to listen to us too, right? Well, maybe not. So for some people, a balanced fund is not a bad idea. And for people in their 50s, 60s, and even into their 70s, a balanced fund is still a pretty good idea. Why? Because they're living far longer. And in our next chapter, we'll take a look at it, the same balance fund, but when we start taking the money out in our 60s or 70s, when we're in the distribution phase. Cool? And if you'd like to see any others illustrations, remember, I could talk about this a whole lot longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen. Please contact me because I'd be happy to do one for you because this is how I have my fun. But believe it or not, dear students. Thank you so much for making it this far. You are all awesome. We are so proud of you.